Hello, welcome. My name is Bert Jansen. I'm a senior consultant in Microsoft Consulting Services Belgium, and I'm an active PNP contributor. Now, in this video, I will explain you a bit more about the PNP Time Agile Framework. This Time Agile Framework has been introduced with the recent March 2015 release of PNP. And is actually included in the V1 version of the PNP core component. This video is a first video in a longer series, and in this first video we will focus on how to get started with the Time Agile Framework. We'll address and the why and the what. So why would you need a Time Agile Framework, and what does it offer to you? We'll show you the five simple steps to get started to write your first timer job, and then we do a demo. In this demo, we're not yet doing the actual deployment part, which will be a focus of a next video. So, why would you need timer jobs? A first very important why is the fact that everything in app development is kind of linked to site provisioning. You use site provisioning to create site collections and to customize site collections using custom code, which is the way how you get your sites there and provide functionality to your users. Now, site provisioning gives you a version one of a particular site. But typical use cases like, okay, I've done this now, but I need to update my branding. Company branding changed, how to apply that update? Typical timer job task. Another typical timer job task would be let's run over all the site collections and keep our company site directory up to date, which is actually already an example of a second category of timer job reasons, namely customer logic. In that customer logic category, there's also another one that typical example is around governance. So we often want to enforce particular governance on top of our SharePoint site collections. And if there is no API of no built-in feature to enforce that governance, like for example, having you need to have two site collection administrators on each and every site collection, then writing a timer job that scans through the different site collections and ensures that the setting is applied, that they all have two site collection administrators, and if not, the users are notified or the site is blocked, whatever. This is also a nice example of a timer job. And a third category is around season workarounds. For example, in the server-side object model, there is an option to specify a custom content expiration formula, which today is not possible using CSOM. Now, you can, however, write your own workaround by querying data in the sites and checking if the data has been expired. And if it has been expired, you take a particular action, like archiving the data. Now, this means that you need to write logic that operates across all your site collections in a high-performing manner. And for that, a timer job is again an ideal. Ideal pattern. Now, what do timer jobs provide to you? First of all, I'm going to list some of the most used features, I would say. There are more, but these are the most important features that the timer job framework will provide you. But in essence, it gives you a base class that you inherit from when you write your own timer jobs, and the base class deals with all the authentication needs. Whether that is app-only authentication, username, password, whether it's for on-premises or for cloud, everything is kind of dealt with. When a site timer job runs, it needs to operate against one or more site collections. And site scope is the feature that we can use to provide the timer job with a list of site collections. It can either be a set of predefined URLs, fixed URLs, or it can be a wildcard URL. You can, for example, ask the Time Agile framework to enumerate all the subsites. As you mentioned before, performance is key. So, to achieve proper performance, the Tanager framework by default works in a multi-threaded way. By default, we will spin up 5 threads to do the work. You can completely control threading, though. You can turn it off or even bump up the thread number of threads. And finally, there's state management. So, state management gives you a way to store some data about your Tanager run in state and get it back when the job runs next time. So a use case would be that in the first run you would deploy a JavaScript file to the asset library, but the second time the job runs, you don't need to deploy a new file because you know it's there. Now, how do you know it's there? Because you've written in state like, okay, I deployed this file to the site. So next time you don't have to do it anymore. And writing the state and getting the state is all done via the Tanager framework for you. So you only need to just use the state as such. State management will not be shown in the demo that's in this video, but it will be shown in future sessions. As mentioned above, the above 4 topics are kind of the most important aspects, but there's more. And there's definitely a lot of documentation about all these features, explaining the technical depth and how they work, so you get a very good understanding of things. And certainly, we need to check out those the samples. So we have a solution called core.timerjobs.samples, which is showing 10 different timer job implementations, gradually growing from very simple ones to more complex one. But if you run through all of those 10, you've seen all the features and you understand how everything works. So definitely recommended material. Now, before we dive into the demo, I want to kind of give you 5 steps to get started. The first step, we're going to create a new console application. And since the Tanager framework is part of the PnP Core library, you need to have PnP Core. And the easiest way to do so is just pulling down our NuGet package and adding it to your project. The second step, you will write your own TimerJob class, which inherits from the base TimerJob class. And you will implement your TimerJob logic. So TimerJob logic could be, for example, that uploading that JavaScript file to the site and using a custom action to refer to the JavaScript file so that the user gets a warning when he accesses the site. Third step is authentication. TimerJob framework needs to have proper credentials or app-only token so that it can work against the sites that you ask it to work against. Step four is adding a site scope. So the TimerJob needs to know on which sites it needs to operate. As mentioned, this can be a single site, it can be a set of defined URLs, or it can be wildcard URLs. And finally, step five is actually deploy the TimerJob and run. In the demo, we will just focus on the run part. Deployment will be a topic for another video. Now, let's then jump into a little demo. So I'm going to flip over to Visual Studio. Here we are. And I'm going to create a file, new project. And let's take a console application. And let's call this Hello World Job. Press OK. So we get our console application. As mentioned in previous slides, the first step is adding a PnP call reference, and we will do that by adding a NuGet package. So I'm going to choose Manage NuGet Packages. I'm going to search for PnP, hit Enter, and here we are. I'm going to hit Install. Accept the license, of course. And now all the references will be pulled in and added to your project. So let's wait a while before for this to finish. But here it is, it's done. So I'm going to hit close. Let's do a quick check. We should see Office Dev PnP Core, and yes, we do. So here we have Office Dev PnP Core added as a reference to our project. Okay, now let's write our actual TimerJob class. So let's add a new class. Creative name, Hello World Job. This damage up class needs to inherit from the base damage up framework class, which is just called damage up. And that one is in the PNP core library under PNP core office fpnp dot core dot framework dot damage ups. So good. So we have the class. Now let's create our constructor. So public hello world job. Use a base constructor to provide a damage job name. So each damage job needs to have a name, which is used in a logging for logging and then for state management. You can also have a version, but specifying a name is more than enough for a basic one. So that's this. The question comes, where do I add my logic? If my damage job runs, it needs to do something for a particular site. Now, adding logic is pretty simple over here. There is a damage job run event that we need to implement right now. And this damage job run event will be fired for each and every site collection that you provide to the damage job framework. And you will see that later on in the demo, it will get more clear. But for you as a developer, it's pretty simple. All the sites, and optionally also subsites if you specify that, for all of the sites, damage up framework will fire this event. And in the damage up run event arguments, you will get the necessary material objects to do your thing. And in this case, what you definitely need is a client context object. So I'm going to add some basic logic in there, very basic logic actually, but it shows the purpose. So what we're going to do is use the web client context, which is provided as a damage up run event arguments, to load the site title, and then we'll display the site title. Now you notice maybe that the red squigglies under execute query retry. That's because execute query retry is a PNP extension method that we use, which provides us with a throttle safe execute query. So this one will intercept the HTTP 5.4.27 throttling error and will kind of gradually retry. Now to make this work, we need to say using Microsoft. This should disappear, yes. And finally, threading debug information is a simple method that will show some information about the number of threads. We use this simply to show how the threading works, that we really do threading. So let's also resolve this thread pool like this. Okay. So this is already okay. So our job is there. We have our logic. And we can move to the next step. So the next step, which then is actually step three, in if you recall the slides, we need to provide authentication. So let's first instantiate the job, hello world job. Job is new hello world job. And job.use. And in this case, we choose Office 365 authentication, but you can also choose network credentials from premises or app only. And specify a user and a password. Now, I'm not going to specify my password live in demo, which makes sense. So let's do it like this. And we need some semicolon. So like this. So this is the user, bert.jansen@bertelijn.maxwell.com. And then we need our password. And let me copy that get input method before I forget. This one. Okay. So we have our job. We provided authentication means. Final step of actually step four is providing a site scope. Which sites does the job need to operate against? Job.addSite and you specify a URL. Now the beauty here is that the URL can be something like my tenant name slash sites slash dev. So at this point, the time measure will only run on this particular site collection. And you can specify multiple of these via multiple calls to add site. But you can also say like sites slash d star. And all the site collections that match this pattern will now be processed. Okay, now final steps before we run is before we can press F5 is running the job. So simple job.run. And since we do want to see some output of our results, I'm gonna add a read line method so that the program doesn't terminate when it ends. Building, yeah, building done. Now let's give it a try. So press F5. And here we have our console application. It asks for the password, so I'm gonna provide that one. Hopefully no typos, hit enter. What it now will do is it will fetch the sites that match to that wildcard URL. And it will then run the timer job and get the results. Now, we don't have any results here. We're just not really the expected scenario. So I guess I missed a little S over here. Let's try again, HTTPS, and press F5. Sorry for that. Second time, hopefully good time. And yeah, this is way better. So the job already finished. You see the press enter to continue at the very bottom. But what did it do? You see that we have to show the titles of the sites. And that you see here in this column, the thread count. So we start with 5 threads, that then those 5 threads are taking each a part of the workload and they start processing. And in the beginning, we still have 5 threads to run over the sites. And then the thread count lowers up until 1 and 0 eventually, because all the threads have finished their part of the work. Okay, with that, I'm going to conclude this demo. So this demo just showed the very basic Hello World type of time job sample. We didn't talk about deployment, as mentioned, that will be a part of a second session. But it does show you how simple it is to write a timer job and have a multi-threaded execution of your logic. Now let's switch back to some slides. So we had the demo. One last thing here is that please provide feedback. This timer job framework is new in version 1 from the PNP core library. There might be things that definitely are things that can be improved. There might be bugs. So if you play with it and you encounter some things, you have questions, please use our Yammer group, which you can find at aka.ms/officedevpnpyammer. This is a vibrant community with more than 2,000 people that I work together and that I provide help each other on SharePoint app development related topics. So please post your questions over there. And with that, I would like to thank you for watching this video and hope to see you in the next video. Bye bye.